What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hi there, folks, and welcome back to Guilds and Goblins, the What If World show, where your questions combine with our real-life dice rolls to make off-the-cuff adventures. I'm Papaloo, your guildmaster, and today I'm joined by my players.
I'm going first. My name is Lola Rabbit, and my character's name is Amara Stormtide. She's a blue ocean dragon with storm magic and lightning breath.
I'm Scully the Squid, and my character is Penny Pasta. They're a pastapus and an Italian chef whose food can wrap you up or just, you know, make you sleepy.
And I'm Zach Jamaloo.
That's my boy.
Thanks, Dad. And my character's name is Scribno the Doodle Knight, a royal stick figure with a magic pencil who can redraw parts of himself to get different powers.
So I learned a bit about Guilds and Goblins, or G&G as you kids call it. Today I'll try out Heart and Hurt when we play. Can you kids explain those rules?
Sure. Heart is something we earn when we do hard things and make kind choices.
And we can spend it in the game to try to do incredible things or help our friends.
And of course, Hurt raises the stakes. Because if we get hurt 3 times without resting or healing, we get stunned and we can't act and we might need saving.
Yeah, exactly. And with Guilds and Goblins, you can either use these rules as a player or you can choose not to. And we're all still playing the same game.
Dad, do we have a what if question today?
I'm gonna start off with one from a patron named Aurelia.
Hi, my name's Aurelia, and I'm 5, and I live in Washington, and I have a question. What if bugs were rock stars? Bye.
Oh, I love bugs.
And I love monsters.
And I love both.
But I think we should give the folks at home a quick recap and start our adventure.
Well, last time, Penny Pasta,
Scribno the Doodle Knight,
and Amara Stormtide
got hired by Larry Spurtle, the Speed Turtle.
Actually, he's a tortoise.
A tortoise is a type of turtle. It's just a land turtle, okay?
Just saying.
Okay, well, Larry Spurtle, the Speed Tortoise, hired you kids to clear out his golf course, which had been taken over by a giant worm.
But it turns out the worm had been there first, and we were the encroachers on its land.
But we convinced the worm, named Tish, to stop harassing golfers.
But we sorta played a trick on Larry Spurtle.
Yeah, making it rain all over his golf course, so nobody's gonna wanna play.
And maybe eventually he'll give some of that land back to the creatures and the people.
And we can help Larry set up an awesome mini golf course next to his awesome park.
Yeah, but Larry didn't like that idea and he kicked you kids out.
But not before giving us an awesome nickname.
The Cryptid Kids.
So let's see what these monster hunters slash saviors are up to as we find out what if bugs were monsters.
Your adventure starts after a quick break.
Okay, does everyone have their dice?
Yep,
Sure do.
And I have my coffee. So we're ready to go.
Oi! Who put this mug down by where I roll?
Oh, sorry, Dice. It's just my dad. He's still pretty new to G&G.
Okay, the dice talk. I don't remember that what-if question.
They don't talk that often. Just get on with the adventure.
Now, you cryptid kids were just barely able to pay the rent on your office space after your last job. But you need to get some more work quick, or you might get shut down for good. What do you do to try to get the people of the city interested in hiring you?
Hey, Papaloo, what's the name of the city that we're in?
Huh?
Yeah, like all our last adventures were in the world of Berend.
But we don't know squat about your campaign, Papaloo.
Do you?
Of course I do. I planned out every detail of this adventure, including names for things.
You kids live in the city of Spookensburg.
Ooh.
And your neighborhood was kind of a run-down place, but it's called Gorchester.
We're a city that doesn't like monsters. It's got a lot of spooky-sounding names.
Oh, yeah, there's a complicated history with monsters. It's very rich, and I know all about it, but don't ask me right now.
Well, yeah, Papaloo had asked what we do to try to drum up business.
Scribno the Doodle Knight. That's my character voice. He shall draw up some flyers with his magic pencil so that the drawings appear to move and help grab people's attention.
Penny Pasta's gonna make a little of vegan meatball samples on a toothpick. So people take a sample and they get a flyer.
Seems like people might just want to buy your meatballs, though.
So I'm gonna try to make it really cloudy and cold and windy and rainy on all the other streets, except the eyes where the weather's gonna be really good.
Well, that's a tall order, so I think you'll have to use a heart.
But do we have hats?
Well, yeah, everybody got a heart from the last adventure. For going easy on your old Papaloo.
Great, thank you. I will save that hat and just try to make it really nice weather on our street. Because it doesn't really seem worth the hat.
Well, that each of you can roll your dice and we'll see how you do as a group.
I rolled a 6.
I rolled a natural 1. But it bounced off of Dad's coffee mug.
I rolled a 5, and I think Papaloo should move his mug.
I agree. Ceramics and dice don't mix, Papaloo.
Okay, fine, but I'm not gonna let you re-roll this time, kids.
Finish my coffee. I drank it too fast.
Not surprisingly, people eat all your meatballs, but few of them take your flyers, Zach. Because the drawings of monsters you drew kept coming alive and attacking them.
That's pretty funny.
Adamara, you did make it warmer on your street, but also more humid. Nobody likes that.
Oh, well, I guess there's no jobs. Adventure's over.
It's true no one's hiring you for a job. And just when you're about to go back to your office in defeat, you see a sandy-colored earthenware dinner plate with 6 skittering legs, 2 pinching claws, and a long tail ending in a great big stinger.
Cool plate scorpion.
Not cool, because it's chasing after a little bat person who can't quite fly away because they're wearing a heavy pocket watch as a necklace and trying to wind the gear frantically.
What in the weird?
Amara Stormtide swings in action, flying over there and landing with a thunderous step to try to spook the scorpion.
That's Amara Stormtide's character voice.
And since scorpions are probably extra spooked by big thunder noises, you could roll twice and take the better result.
Ah, that's what we call an easy roll.
A 10 in the 4, so I'll take the 10.
The scorpion freezes in its tracks, regarding you warily, raising its stinger as the little bat person hides behind you.
Save me! Save me!
Says the bat, still trying to wind this giant pocket watch.
Penny Pasta's gonna take the last of her freer meatball samples and toss them down in front of the scorpion to give it something else to eat.
Well, now you roll.
That's a 3.
Sadly, you only had one tiny little meatball left, and as yummy as it was, when you throw it, it just keeps rolling right past the plate scorpion, which now seems about to strike with its tail.
Then I will draw a knight's shield onto one of my arms with my magic pencil and dive to the defense.
Okay, see how you do?
A 15, jolly good.
The stinger strikes your two-dimensional shield as if it were a brick wall, and you hear its ceramic stinger crack.
Sorry, Scorpion, but in Spookensburg, monsters don't go around attacking other monsters.
Except the monsters you drew on your posters.
I don't want to talk about those.
The scorpion crouches down. It doesn't seem to want any more trouble, with its stinger broken. And the little bad person addresses you.
Hello, I am Lucktalk, and you have saved me. Of course I could have saved myself if my pocket watch weren't broken.
That's because Lucktalk is a time-stopping bat, a character suggested by patron Lucas V.
I'm gonna see if this scorpion wants to climb up on me and I go get it into a terrarium in the office. We get a nice little office pet.
It is a scorpion the size of a dinner plate, because it's an actual plate with legs, but it seems to like you for some reason.
Can I roll a wonder check to figure out why?
I haven't read the rules about wonder yet, but you could just roll a dice.
A single dice is called a die.
Just roll, Scully.
A 7.
You don't know what it is about you, but the giant flat creature that I call a squishbean happily takes shelter in your postapus arms as you carry it into your office building. And Lucktalk follows, as luck would have it.
Now, Lucktalk, you seem to be in a lot of kind of trouble, ye. So, I don't know, maybe you could pay us? Since we need money, and we could solve your monster troubles.
Oh, I'm sorry. This watch is my only possession. I cannot afford to pay you, unless I used it to stop time and steal something, which I am strictly against.
You do not need to pay us, Lucktalk. We were simply doing a good deed, right, Amara?
A good deed don't pay the rent, Scribno.
But if you have heard news of any monster attacks or displaced monsters...
Monsters who like my meatballs?
Yeah, we sort of run a monster helping business. Though everyone thinks it's a monster hunting business.
As it so happens, I work in Snobborough.
You mean the fanciest neighborhood in all of Spookensburg?
Yes, they pay me to stop time for them so that they don't get older. It seems silly to me, but it pays the bills.
And you have spied similar monsters in Snarborough?
I was chased out of there by this squishbean.
Well, I'm sure if we go help all the rich people again, one of them's bound to pay us.
Dad, are we gonna just keep helping different mean wealthy people in every adventure?
Not exactly.
Oh. It's you again,
says Larry Spurtle, the very fast tortoise, and also the senior snoot of Snobborough.
You cryptid kids need to get out of Snobborough and take your monsters with you.
Well, they're not our monsters.
But maybe we can help you if we arrange a little something.
You're standing in the foyer of an opulent building, entirely owned by Larry Spurtle and the highfalutin neighborhood of Snobborough.
And did we see any other monsters running amok around the neighborhood?
Indeed you did. The streets are practically overrun.
It's like wherever you kids go, the monsters follow. So no, I will not allow myself to be extorted when you've clearly just released monsters around the neighborhood to lower our property values.
I don't even know what that means.
We came here after the monsters to try to help you.
Well, then you can just turn around and go home. Because I've hired Exo Squash, and they will rid Snobborough of all these cretins once and for all.
Papalu, have we heard of Exo Squash?
Sadly, yes. And let's just say, no one thinks of them as monster helpers.
Well, if you do not hire us, then Exo Squash will likely leave smushed bugs all over your fancy burrow.
But I bet we could get them out of there cheap and clean.
Fine. They're asking for one treasure per monster. But if you can do the same job for, say, one treasure in total, then I think we have a deal.
That's not fair at all. We will take it. Can you give us any clues as to how this started?
You're the professionals. You figure it out. Now I've got to run back to my rainy golf course and try to manage that disaster. I trust you'll see yourselves out.
And with a whoosh, shoom! The speedy tortoise runs out of his building and presumably all the way back to Fussburg Golf Course.
So we just gotta draw out all the monsters in Snarborough without any clue about where they're coming from.
Unlike our meatballs and flyers and nice weather plan, we should make sure that we try to work all of our powers together this time.
Well, if I know one thing about the bugs and the monsters, and just about every other living thing, is that they love free food. So I'll make a platter of a lasagna on top of a pizza with an angel on top made of angel hair pasta. And I'll uncover it in the middle of Snarborough to draw out all of the critters.
I could draw myself one telescoping eye and climb up to a high vantage point from which to view the creatures. See if I can notice any pattern.
Yeah, and what I'll do is I'll have a gentle breeze, but it'll all blow towards the meal. No, wait. Away from the meal, wafting its nice scents in every direction.
Now let's work it together so you could each roll and take the best result.
My turn. A 5.
Mama gonna roll a better, I promise. A 16. That's good, because I really had no idea.
There's a 6.
Well, it's tough to have a breeze blow out in every direction at once. So instead, you gotta slowly swirl it around and around out from the Italian food, which creates a mini garlic-scented tornado. And Scribno, with your telescoping eye, you can't see that they're all coming from one place, but you do see that they are all flat and large. And you come up with great names for all these different creatures as you see them. Flyders, centipokes, stink rugs, bed slugs, pancroaches, and even deflatals.
Did you come up with all those names?
I told you I was prepared. And the one thing that these bugs all have in common is that they look like they were once dinner plates.
Are there any fine restaurants in Snarborough?
Well, Spookensburg doesn't have smartphones because it just make every adventure too easy. But you find a local phone booth.
A what booth?
And you look through the yellow pages.
Why are they yellow?
Where you find the listing for one restaurant in this neighborhood called Plates and Waits.
Well, let's go there.
Well, it's not a far walk. But when you get to the address for Plates and Waits, you find it closed.
Mysterious!
Is this like a storefront that's at the bottom of a building and maybe there's like residences or other businesses up above it?
Indeed it is. But with night falling, all the windows appear dark.
That is unusual.
Not with the kind of rents they charge.
Still, I think we gotta check it out.
And you're not gonna try to capture all the bugs eating your food?
It's a lot of food. They're gonna be eating it for a while. And then they're probably gonna need a nice long nap.
Oh no, Penny, I call shenanigans. You didn't say the food was supposed to make them go to sleep. So you can spend a heart and make a roll if you want to give it a shot.
Okay. That's fair enough. That's a natural 20!
Oh, you lucky little shenaniganer. Shenaniganite.
Dad!
Shunianigan! Forget it, anyway it works. More and more of these creatures are gathering around your platter, eating their fill, and as you can now see, the first ones that got there are starting to have a little nap.
And the Scribno will change his shield hand into a net hand and blast them all with a net so they don't get away.
You think you've bought yourself some time and probably trapped most, if not all, of these plate bug monsters. So do you try to sneak into Plates and Waits, the closed storefront? Or find another way into the building?
Amari's gonna make a crack of thunder while we just push our way right through the front door. That way nobody hears us and it's too dark for anybody to see us. Cause like you said, there's no lights lit around here.
You bust your way in. We don't have to roll for that. But you just see an old restaurant with dusty cloths covering all the tables and chairs.
I search for secret passageways and locked rooms.
I want to take some of these plates. A good chef always needs a good plates.
Well, when you pick up the plates, you realize they're extremely heavy. And also, they smell kind of nice.
I lick it.
Ew!
This plate tastes like dust.
Oh.
And buttered popcorn.
No, I try to talk to the plate.
Excuse me?
What?
It's one of my secret powers.
Oh, well, really?
I wrote it on my character sheet.
Oh, wow.
We did show you our character sheets 2 weeks ago, Pablo.
And I didn't understand them. Oh. Okay, well, you still have to roll, Patty Pasta. Maybe the plate's not feeling chatty.
Hey, plate, what happened here and why are you so heavy? That's a 16.
You put the plate down and it starts wobbling on the table in a very specific yet unpredictable pattern, which you understand as the language of edible plates.
Cool.
Weird. The plate says, Greetings, I am Bubble, the butter popcorn plate.
Tell me, why this place is shut down?
Because nobody wanted to go to an exercise restaurant that serves heavy plates that you lift up and eat. Oh, that's the whole meal.
I translate for Scribner and Penny.
Please ask Bubbles why this neighborhood is overrun with buggy plate monsters.
You'd have to ask Bro-Nana about that, says the plate, clicking on the table in its strange, platey wobbly language.
And where do we find this Bro-Nana?
In restaurants, one place is unseen. I go in dirty, but come out clean, says the plate. Giving you all the most devious riddle you've ever heard.
The kitchen?
Gotta be the kitchen, right?
Okay, well, I'm sure somebody found that to be a challenging riddle. You push past spider webs, setting foot over creaky wooden floors, until you see dark tile, glinting in the faint rays of moonlight, slipping into this lonely restaurant.
Okay, is something spooky gonna happen?
There are some broken plates about, and some half-eaten. And also a massive machine that looks like one of those big kitchen dishwashers. With the arm overhead and you pull it down and the dishwasher closes like a mouth over the dishes, which stick up like teeth inside the machine.
I've never seen one of those.
It's like a giant dishwasher monster with a big mouth and plates for teeth.
Hey, you don't happen to be a living dishwasher monster, do yous?
The machine doesn't respond, but it does clamp down closed as you suddenly hear Max's question creepily echo off the cold, hard walls of the kitchen.
My name is Max. I like ninjas. My one-of-one question is, what if plates could turn into monsters?
This is Max. He likes ninjas. And his what if world question is, what if plates could turn into monsters?
Thank you. Goodbye.
Ah, yes, bug monsters and now plate monsters. It all makes a certain kind of sense.
The dishwasher mouth opens, and a plume of steam rolls out towards you, along with a horde of buggy plate monsters.
Not how I wanted to spend my evening.
And that's where we'll end our adventure.
Ah, but we didn't solve the mystery. You like it's easy to plan out a full mystery in 20 minutes?
I think Lola's trying to express that she just wants to keep playing.
And that we're excited for the next game, Papaloo.
Oh, well, thanks. And thanks to Max and Aurelia for their questions. We've got more questions lined up that we're going to answer next month when we continue this adventure.
And next week we'll get back to what-if stories.
Huzzah!
I'd like to thank Eric and Karen O'Keefe co-creators of What If World.
Our producer, Miss Lynn.
Craig Martinson for our theme song.
And all you kids at home who know that every creature deserves kindness.
Even the creepy ones.
And until we adventure again, keep wondering.
The International Children's Arts Network is community funded, supported by listeners like you, and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.